From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top recruiter for the Islamic State has been killed in a drone strike in Syria. The U.S. military says the Islamic State hacker and recruiter was high on the U.S. target list and was killed in an airstrike in Syria. VOA's Carla Babb has details from the Pentagon.
Islamic State operative and British national Junaid Hussein was killed August 24th in Raqqa, Syria, according to U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder.
This individual is very dangerous. He had significant technical skills, and he had expressed a strong desire to kill Americans and recruit others to kill Americans.
Ryder says Hussein was involved in actively recruiting Islamic State sympathizers in the West, including in the United States. The spokesman says Hussein hoped to convince Westerners to carry out lone wolf-style attacks. The military said Hussein was also responsible for recently releasing personally identifying information of approximately 1,300 U.S. military and government employees. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Former President George W. Bush visited New Orleans, Louisiana, Friday as the city marked 10 years since Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Bush addressed a large crowd at Warren Easton Charter High School, the same school he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. He praised the Crescent City's resilience and return from Katrina 10 years ago. Mr. Bush and his administration were roundly criticized in the days after Hurricane Katrina broke through protective levees, that is, and flooded the city, killing 1,800 people and destroying nearly 100,000 homes. This is VOA News.